What's up? I'm Robert Wells. The last episode of 2023. In the NHL, the Chicago Blackhawks will play an away game against the Dallas Stars on Sunday, New Year's Eve. Oh, yeah. The Blackhawks are not going to make the playoffs this year. It's expected. We knew they're rebuilding. But you never know. They'll shock the world if they make the playoffs. And, you know, we shall see. I mean, because anything can happen in the NHL. Either way, it's an exciting season to watch Connor Bedard, the rookie Connor Bedard, and the young rookies developing and the whole team developing before our eyes. Every season, the Blackhawks will get better and better. Yes, they will. It will eventually lead to a Stanley Cup title. So, be patient, Blackhawks fans. Be patient. The Blackhawks will come around to the Stanley Cup contenders probably like in 2 to 3 years or less. I mean, anything can happen. I can't wait for that day to come. Go Blackhawks! In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers are playing away against the Chicago Bulls on Saturday, December 30th. The Bulls beat the 76ers 108-104 in Philadelphia on Monday, December 18th. The Bulls point guard Kobe White and small forward Patrick Williams both have been playing and been doing their thing. I'm proud of them. I'm really proud of them, like I'm saying. And they're coming into their own this season. That's what I wanted before the season started, especially Kobe White. He's the most improved player in the NBA this season, in my opinion. I said this 2 weeks ago, and it's still true because he's doing his thing. And Kobe White should be in the NBA All-Star game this year, too. He should be. He deserves to be in the NBA All-Star game at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Yeah, keep doing your thing, Kobe White. If the Bulls keep on winning and get to 500 from winning their games this season, I'm telling you, I'm going to see them play at the United Center in Chicago in 2024. It will happen. They keep doing their thing. They'll be more exciting to watch in 2024 than they already are. Now, the Bulls will have a chance to beat the 76ers again, but in Chicago on Saturday, December 30th. The United Center will be rocking Saturday night. Also, I want to say this too. Are the Bulls going to trade Zach LaVine in 2024 before the NBA trade deadline on Thursday, February 8th, 2024? It might happen. It could happen. We'll keep you posted when that trade takes place or if it happens. And we'll give you our thoughts on it too. Yeah, because we will say a lot about it if it happens. Come on, Chicago. Win on your last game in 2023. Go Bulls! The college football playoff games are happening on New Year's Day on Monday, January 1st, 2024. It's the first of the year, so grab a drink and let's cheer. Drink wisely, everyone. Life is short. Don't make your life shorter from bad decisions. Don't do it. Please don't do it. The first game is the most anticipated game of the new year. Number 4, the Alabama Crimson Tide versus number 1, the Michigan Wolverines. Y'all like my new shirt? Y'all like my new Michigan Big Ten Champion shirt? Man, my sweater is awesome. It feels good and it looks good too. Don't hate. It looks good. Get you one. I gave my prediction that who will win and I gave my final score 2 weeks ago. Before I say my final score, the final score prediction, Alabama hired a former Michigan coach a few weeks ago. Basically, to know Michigan's secrets. That's what they want to do. I don't think it will make a big of a difference. I think Michigan will be ready. I think Michigan got tricks up their sleeves. The Starkey family, Corey and I, picked the Michigan Wolverines winning the Rose Bowl 34-28. And the Michigan Wolverines will advance to the national championship game. How you like that, Connell? Start of the new year off right with the dub, Wolverines. Go Blue! Oh, yeah. And the second game will be an intense game with a lot of scoring going back and forth, in my opinion. Number 3, the Texas Longhorns versus number 2, the Washington Huskies. Another exciting game to watch. Yeah, because it's going to be fun. I'm glad that both schools are back on one of the main stages in college football. This will be a high-scoring game. And like I said, and I said this 2 weeks ago as well, that it's going to be a high-scoring game going back and forth. I've got Washington winning the Sugar Bowl 45-40 or more points. It could happen. Like I've said before, it would be Michigan versus Washington in the national championship game, and I'm excited about it. I'll give my final college football score prediction next week. 2 weeks of the regular season left in the NFL. My God, it's going by fast. Here are some good games, NFL games you should watch with some good food to eat. Start the new year off right. The first game is on Saturday, a possible matchup in the NFC playoffs, and the game of the week, the Detroit Lions at the Dallas Cowboys. After a 29-year drought, the Detroit Lions won the NFC North Division title. Congratulations to the Detroit Lions on winning their division this year. Good job. Next year, it will be the Chicago Bears that wins the NFC North division title. Yeah, as long as they don't trade quarterback Justin Fields. But, you know, we shall see what happens. I've said during the summer that the Detroit Lions will win the NFC North division title. I said that. Look at my old episodes. I've also said this during the regular season, too, numerous times. Remember what I said. Remember. Now, back to the Lions and Cowboys game. This game will be a good game. Yes, it will. Both teams are really good on defense. They are. It all depends which offense will show up and show out on Saturday. I had a hard time picking the winner for this game because, like I said before, both teams are really good. They are. Down to the wire, I'm going with the Cowboys at home, winning by 8 points or more, 30-22. The next games are on Sunday, New Year's Day. Yeah. The Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans. The Titans could win this game. They could. It's a possibility. Tennessee has been playing well lately. They have. They could pull an upset in this game. It's possible. It will be hard for the Titans to win in Houston, Texas. Yes, it will. I'm going with the Texans winning by 11 points or more, 28-17. The next game, the Atlanta Falcons at the Chicago Bears. It has been 2 weeks ago. It's been 2 weeks, but still I'm mad about the Bears because they didn't beat the Cleveland Browns 2 weeks ago. They should have won that game. I'm still mad about that, but you know what? Life goes on. Life is too short to hold on to things. The Bears bounced back with a dub against the Arizona Cardinals last weekend because they did. Can the Bears beat the Falcons in their last home game of 2023? Some people want the Bears to lose. Why? So they have two high draft picks in 2024 in the 2024 NFL draft. If the Bears don't make the playoffs this year, they will for sure make it in 2024. Everything is going up for them. Yes, it is. And let me tell you something. The Bears are still in the playoff hunt this year. Look at the bottom of the screen, and the second team on the bottom is in the hunt in the NFC playoffs. That's the Chicago Bears, and they will have to win their last two games of the season, and they will need all the help they can get to make the playoffs. We shall see what happens. We shall see. High draft picks and the most salary cap in the NFL this offseason for the Bears. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting offseason for the Bears. Players want to play in Chicago because of Justin Fields, too. So, speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, could they trade Justin Fields, you know, to his home state of Georgia if they decide to move on from him? Hopefully not. They should just keep him, build around him. USC quarterback Caleb Williams could be drafted by the Chicago Bears. You know, a lot of people want that to happen. And if it happens, it happens. I remember seeing Bears GM Ryan Poles on the TV screen when he was at the USC and Notre Dame game. He was at the bottom of the screen and I saw him and saw, that's Ryan Poles. So I'm not the GM or the owner of the Bears. I don't want those decisions. You know, I don't make those decisions for the Chicago Bears. So, you know, you just have to live with it. It would not be smart for them to trade him. Justin Fields, by the way, I've said this many times before. If the Bears draft a quarterback, they'll be starting all over again and it will set them back. Yes, it will. Someone I know personally said this. You're right, doctor. And the doctor doesn't really watch football a lot. That person doesn't. Build around Justin Fields. Give him more weapons and build up that offensive line. That's all you have to do. We shall see what happens for Justin Fields in the future. But Justin Fields will be hyped to play against the team he grew up watching up in Georgia, where he grew up in, the Atlanta Falcons. Also, I want you to see this on the screen. Look at this. The Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin could be available via trade. I wouldn't give up first round picks for him, but third round picks instead if that happens. Sounds like the Bears already made their decision on head coach Matt Eberflus. I think they're going to move on from him, but we shall see. He may stay. We shall see. I still have a feeling the Bears will want to win this season, to win this game, to end 2023 off the right way. I got the Bears winning by 6 points or more, 24-18. The next game is a possible AFC playoff matchup, the Miami Dolphins at the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, yeah. The Ravens have been the best team, the best record in the AFC and the NFL, too. The Ravens are coming off a big win on Sunday night, Christmas night, against the San Francisco 49ers. That was a good game. Oh, man. Did you watch that game? Ooh, it was intense, defensive intense. The Ravens look like a team that could win the Super Bowl this year, that the way they're playing. And back to the Dolphins and Ravens game. I don't see Miami winning in Baltimore. I just don't see it. The Dolphins could shock the world with the win. The Dolphins clinched a playoff berth last weekend. I knew they was going to make it. I told y'all. But the Ravens are hidden in all cylinders in football. Yes, they are. They got Roquan Smith, the former Bear. I got the Ravens winning by 15 points or more, 25-10. The next game is an NFC South division battle. The New Orleans Saints at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Dirty South battle. Yeah. Both teams are fighting for a playoff spot. They're both fighting for a playoff spot in the NFC. The Buccaneers have been getting bucked with their opponents recently by winning. Yeah, because the Bucs have been doing it. Yes, they have. Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield, the former number one overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft, has been playing like a former number one overall pick. I think the Buccaneers will find a way to win by 10 points or more, 27-17. The next game, the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills are going to beat the brakes off the Patriots in Buffalo. That's what I see happening. Or the Patriots could shock the Bills like they did against the Denver Broncos last weekend, Sunday night. That was a good game. The Patriots are not going to the playoffs this year. We already knew that. But if you didn't, the Bills are still alive in the AFC playoffs. They are. I'm going to get to the point. I got the Bills beating the Patriots by 20 points or more, 30-10. The next game, the Arizona Cardinals at the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, man. I'm telling you, the Eagles are coming off a division win on Christmas night against the New York Giants. That was a good game down to the wire. They made the playoffs in the NFC already. The Eagles did. I think the Eagles are going to clip the Cardinals' wings this weekend and fly straight to victory by 25 points or more, 45-20. The next game, the Las Vegas Raiders at the Indianapolis Colts. Oh, my God. I'm not picking against the Colts at home this time. Do y'all remember when the Colts beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 2 weeks ago at home? Do y'all remember that game? Oh, man. The Colts look like a team that's going to the playoffs and that's going to make the playoffs this year. Oh, man, the Colts are good. I like how the Raiders are playing under interim head coach Antonio Pierce. Yeah, he deserved to be the head coach in Las Vegas. In a close game, I got the Colts winning by 6 points or more, 30-24. The next game, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, yeah, another good game. The Seahawks had a big win against the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football 2 weeks ago. Do y'all remember that game? Oh, yeah, that shocked me because I picked the other team to win. I'm a fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but I don't think they're going to lose in Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle. So I'm going with the Seahawks winning by 10 points or more, 24-14. The next game is a possible AFC playoff matchup, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs. These two teams have met in the AFC Championship game twice. Both won a game apiece. Yeah, it won't feel the same without Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. It won't be as intense because as far as this game goes, I think the Chiefs will be ready at home because they lost to the Raiders last weekend, and I got the Chiefs winning by 14 points or more, 28-14. And the final game to watch in the NFC North Division Showdown. And these two teams could face each other in the NFC playoffs too. It can happen. The Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. This game should be an exciting game to watch. It should be. The Vikings and the Packers are fighting to make the playoffs in the NFC, like I said before. Hopefully it's the Bears instead for one of those teams. The Minnesota could win, but I'm leaning towards the Packers winning in a close game by 4 points or more, 24-20. But either way, I still want the Bears to make the playoffs. And one of the last things I want to say to everyone is Happy New Year! Wow, this year went by really fast, hasn't it? Oh my God. I hope 2023 was a good year for you. If it wasn't, next year would be better for you. Yes, it will. The enemy tried to destroy you with all lies in all directions and mentally attack you. Yeah, he said nothing is going to get better for you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I've been attacked too. It's not fun going through trials at all. Nobody wakes up in the morning and say to God, "Hey God, I'm ready to go through, Lord. Please send problems my way. Please." No, you want peace every single day. Some people love drama. Some people love lying. Some people love causing trouble because they're not happy. It doesn't matter. They don't win. Nobody gets away with doing wrong to anyone. No one. When you feel like it, they don't. It comes back harder on them than what they put out. And yet, they keep doing dirt. They keep doing wrong. That's not smart at all. You're getting yourself in trouble. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31, it's scary to fall in the hands of an angry God. You don't want that to happen to you. You better stop while you're ahead. You better stop. To make a long story short, strive to be better in 2024. Be better in 2024 than 2023. I pray that God gives you everything your heart desires for good. 2024 is our year. Do you believe it? Believe it and claim it. Goodbye 2023. Hello 2024. And hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos of Cross Sports. Yeah. And leave your comments down below so I can post your comments on Cross Sports. But keep it clean. Yeah. Don't say nothing crazy on here. Keep it clean. I'll talk to you all next year for Cross Sports. Peace. Happy New Year! Yeah! Ow!